Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies today with highs in the mid-60s, light winds from the northwest, sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Station.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
When Oscar Wilde was jailed for gross indecency, a charge historically used to criminalize gay sex, his library card was revoked. Now, 130 years later, the British Library is reissuing it. Find out why on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Hope you'll join us Friday night for KPR Live Day. We'll be presenting live music all day here at the KPR Live Performance Studio and down at the Lawrence Public Library. And then that night, join us for a free concert featuring our very own Destiny and Mermaiden. Admission's free, but seating is limited. So please RSVP now if you plan to come at kansaspublicradio.org. And then join us Friday night for an evening of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes. Coming costume, Friday night, 7 o'clock, a presentation of Kansas Public Radio's Live Day.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Stars.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates the midterm elections 1 year out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, October 30th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. If you've not yet purchased your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, don't wait. Tickets to our annual holiday party with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra sold out fast last year. So mark your calendar for Saturday night, December 13th, and get your tickets. They're on sale now at Liberty Hall and at Ticketmaster.com. KPR's Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a musical by William Finn, October 24th through November 2nd at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 in Lawrence, 43 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just a minute and a half away, followed by Kansas Public Radio news from the KPR Newsroom. That's all ahead here on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater major since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/centennial fund.
We have a beautiful day in store. Sunny skies today, highs only in the mid-60s. It's 43 and sunny in Atchison, 42 in Emporia, 43 in Topeka. This is KPR.
For NPR News, I'm Andrew Dyer at Camp Pendleton.
This is NPR.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of Kansans turned out for No Kings demonstrations across the state yesterday, protests against the Trump administration and a wide range of its policies took place in dozens of demonstrations, including Topeka, Emporia, Kansas City, Salina, and Wichita. About 1,000 people turned out to demonstrate in Lawrence, including Mary Henry of Baldwin.
We are in a dictatorship and not a democracy, and history repeats itself, and that's where we're at, and we need to do something about it.
My name is Susie Sigler from Lawrence, Kansas, and I am here to support democracy because it is failing in our world today.
Turnout was heavy at thousands of protests across the country yesterday. This follows similar demonstrations in June and on President's Day. An Emporia man was arrested for setting a car on fire yesterday. The Emporia Gazette reports that the Emporia Fire Department was called to a vehicle fire yesterday morning. Once it was extinguished, investigators determined the fire was deliberately set. 53-year-old Miguel Solorio Renterio was arrested on suspicion of arson in connection with the fire. The case has been referred to the Lyon County's Attorney's Office for formal charges. And in sports, the Kansas City Chiefs play the Las Vegas Raiders, kickoff at noon today in Arrowhead Stadium. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s, light winds from the northwest. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows around 50 degrees, a little on the windy side with gusts overnight up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny, windy, and warmer for tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Under sunny skies, it's 44 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. In Missouri, there's growing opposition to efforts to redraw congressional districts ahead of the 2026 midterms. We'll hear from Savannah Holly Bates coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the mid-60s. It's 43 in Emporia, 42 in Manhattan, 44 degrees in Topeka, 45 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
I'm Giles Snyder with these headlines. People pack the streets of cities and towns across the nation.
Bethel.
This is NPR News.
We're more than 2 weeks into the government shutdown. As it continues, more services will be impacted. Will you be affected? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, Layla Fottle, Steve Inske, and Matthew Algio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday morning here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting Soundwaves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th, featuring speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
I know I'm showing my age here, but when I graduated from high school, one of the go-to graduation gifts was a dictionary. Obsolete now, perhaps, but there you go. Coming up on Weekend Edition, a history of the dictionary, the deceptively simple and incredibly ambitious undertaking of one of the world's most quickly obsolete books. The dictionary coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
We have a gorgeous day in store for us. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 in Emporia. Excuse me, 46 degrees in Overland Park. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR right around the corner. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. And then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock, 1 hour from now, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.